What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Dark Therapy Session. The session is now open. You can follow me on Instagram at Arsay Senior. That's R-S-A-Y-S-R. You can follow Mr. Brandon Janu here at Mr. Or excuse me, I was going to call you at Mr. Brandon Janu. I'm so used to calling you Mr. Brandon. You know what I mean? Follow him at Brandon Janu Show. So what's up, brother? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man.
Yeah,
how are you? How are you, man?
I'm good. I'm good. Much better than last week. I'm not on the tripping on the mushrooms this time around. Yeah, that was interesting. I'm not going to lie. That was an interesting episode. If y'all listening to this and didn't hear that, go back and listen to it. It took a little while. Maybe, what, 30 minutes? You see me drinking the last little bit of drink right in the beginning of the show. And then by the end, I'm seeing my shed melt and Mr. Brennan over here in a fucking astronaut helmet.
He literally told me I was in outer space. He was like, what the fuck are you saying?
Exactly. You look like you was in outer space, bro. Fucking weird, man. Such a weird feeling. Because once I said this, like, it was like we all were floating and shit like that. So, yeah, it's very odd. Well, y'all got to see me on mushrooms, at least that type of mushroom. That strain of mushroom. I'm not going to say exactly which one it was, but because I don't want to get hemmed up. Nah, I don't think it matters. But we got a good show for you guys today, man. We got FMKs. We got a funny video, at least what we find funny.
We gotta put that as a disclaimer every time we do shit like that.
Every time.
We think it's funny.
Yep, exactly. Yep. Fucking right. But Brandon hit me up with a topic last night since my birthday was on April 17th, and he hit me with this.
Happy birthday,
topic.
My guy. Happy birthday, my guy.
I appreciate that. You've already said it, and I appreciate it, seriously. But that brought up a topic, and I took it offensively at first. Like, this motherfucker. Tell him what the damn topic is.
He was so fucking mad. He's like, really, motherfucker? You really gonna send me this shit right now?
On my birthday, you really gonna say this shit?
Yo, he's so fucking mad. He's like, get the fuck out of here, really.
You motherfucker.
He's like, so clearly, if you didn't know why we laughing so hard, the topic is aging. Now, the reason why I came up with this topic wasn't, it was because of your birthday, but it was also because a lot of people recently have, like, had birthdays just recently. The person I do my sports podcast with, his birthday was Friday. Shout out to my brother Juan. His birthday was Friday. My sister's birthday was last Tuesday.
Right on.
And then my grandpa's birthday was last Sunday, last Saturday,
April,
something like that.
A lot of April birthdays, wow.
So, and like my, and then my sister's birthday was somewhere in the middle of that. So, yeah, so it's like my other sister's birthday was in the middle of all that. So, yeah, April has been kind of like a crazy ass birthday, you know, month for me. So yeah, aging kind of kicked in, but it also became also a thought process of like what aging comes, a different perspective. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just turned 40. So you can actually speak on turning 40, like you live 20 years. I can't really say that. You know what I'm saying? I can talk about what I was doing 10 years ago, but I can't remember what I was doing 20. You can remember being 20. I'm 20 now. Like, I'm in my late 20s now. So you could remember 20 years ago, what were you doing? I can't say that. I'm speaking from a 10 years ago perspective. Mm-hmm. 10 years ago, I was in high school.
Right.
I was in my last year of high school. So I can't really, you know what I'm saying? So aging comes a different perspective on life, and particularly on how you how you reflect on your life, I guess. In
sure.
A sense.
I
guess. And every you know what I'm saying? Like, every birthday, I know probably yesterday you was probably reflecting like, damn, I'm 40 now. This is crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can remember what I was doing 30 and 20 when I was turning these ages. Now I'm like 40. I'm kind of like, so you kind of like, you realize what you fuck with more and more as you get older, you know, and you also get stuck in your ways as you get older too.
Very
so true. It's kind of, so it's like, yeah, I kind of I'm expanding on who I am as a person, but I'm also kind of stuck in what I won't do no more for
That's
shit.
right. I think that's what the biggest take from it is. You learn what not to do, and you learn what you won't accept. You know, you get to the when you get to 40 years old, you're just like, man, I'm not falling into the peer pressure of, I don't know, smoking weed or something. I'm not falling into peer pressure of going out to the bar. I'm not going to fall into that kind of shit because I know better. You know what I mean? But, you know, 20 years ago, I was just getting out of the army and, you know, 9/11 happened. Fucking, it was just a weird, different world back then, man. Even though the internet was around, it was just nowhere near as big as it is now. There was no Facebook, no Twitter, no Instagram, none of that.
No YouTube.
No YouTube. YouTube was like another few years later.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it wasn't even that big a deal. You know what I'm saying? Like, being on the internet had no effect on life like it does now, you know? Like, jobs can look into your Facebook account now and decide if they want to hire you just by that. You know what I'm saying? Which is ridiculous. But, you know, yeah, it's a learning process. And, you know, I don't necessarily look at it as aging. I look at it. I think I look at it as getting wiser. I'm 40. But I'm wiser at 40 than I was at 30. You know what I'm saying? I was wiser at 30 than I was at 20, you know, stuff like that. But you got to figure, for high school, for me, was 22 years ago. I graduated in 2000. I was the class of 2000. Everybody thought it was going to be the end of the world by that time. You know what I'm saying? So, no, it was weird, man. It's weird now. It's weird now, especially. You know, the internet just is just everywhere, man. It's just everything. It takes up every part of our lives. It has infected us like a disease. And, you know, it's very, it's like when I look at it, I look at it like, yo, let's get back to what it was before. Can we go back to where it was before? But you can't. You know what I mean? I would love for it to go back to the way it was, where it wasn't as prominent.
Well, you can. You just got to turn Amish.
Yeah. turn off your phone. As soon as you turn off your phone, it's right back to the way it was before. You know what I'm saying? As soon as you stop looking at social media, as soon as you stop looking at your Twitter feed and shit like that, as soon as you stop, it automatically goes back to regular life. And I have to do that at times. I have to get off of social media. I have to get off because, you know, the anxiety that comes with it. Sorry, it's raining down pretty hard over here. I don't know if you can hear any of that, but yeah, man, it's been an interesting ride these 40 years. That's for sure. You know, don't know if I'm going to see another 40. If it would be nice, I'm not going to lie. But in order to see the next 40, I got to get my mind right, man. I don't see myself mentally living another 40 years because this 40 years has already been so fucking hard. You know what I'm saying? And when I was really going through it, when I was really, really going through my depression and shit like that, I told everybody, 50 years old, I'm cutting it off. I'm killing myself. That's it. I don't want to live past 50. Huh. Yeah, man. Yep. Sometimes I still feel that way, but most of the time it's just like, damn, that's only 10 years. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A lot of shit can happen in 10 years.
Yeah. I mean, for me, like I said, I can't speak on 20 years because 20 years ago I was 8. So I can't really fucking speak on 20 years. But speaking on 10 years, you know, I was going into my final year of high school. And even then, you know, I was thinking about what I was gonna do after high school because I, like, to be honest, I didn't see college as like an option. Mm-hmm. Like, I went, but you know, you could feel when you're like, I'm doing it, but it's not really for me. I know I'm not gonna really do anything in it. Like, it's just some shit that just to get my mind right or wrap my mind around something, in a sense. Give you something because you don't want to be at home all day just not doing shit. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of people do. And so, especially when you get out of, you know, particularly a prison like school, because school is kind of like a prison for kids.
Yeah, straight up.
Because let's be real, they give you the same labor, work. You gotta work. You got somebody telling you what to do, how to do it. Yep. And if you don't do it their way, then you get reprimanded from it for it. Right. So it's just like, it's the same shit to me. And once I kind of like went into college, I was kind of like, yeah, this shit's stupid. I don't want to do this. Yeah. Immediately, I'm like, yeah, I'm here just because I don't want to be at home all day. But even college, you have, you know, times where you can just not go.
Sure.
You're like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? That's when I really was skipping school. Mm-hmm. I was like, fuck college. I was like, this shit's stupid. I'm not doing it. So I think at the end of the day, you know, as I'm getting older, you know, I'm starting to realize, you know, at 28, the shit I would do at 18 maybe wouldn't be so out of character now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like the reason why I was standing off is I think you hit me up yesterday. You told me about my episode I did, mm-hmm. Paper Planes, because yeah. that's kind of how I feel about life. Like, it's like, I'm never going to make the perfect paper plane. That's never going to happen for me because that I didn't make it then. But what I am creating is something. I don't know what the fuck it is. It might be my paper plane. This might be as close to a paper plane I could get it.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that even this, dark therapy sessions, like even when I do this, like it might be the closest thing I might get to an actual paper plane. You know what I'm saying? In life. And I think that to me, getting older, it really is you versus experience.
Yeah.
That's all life is you versus experience. What you did when you were younger, you can't do that shit now. Or you can, but you have more experience of how you would handle it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You approach it a little differently now. So I think that's always the thing about life. I think even, like you said, man, it's crazy to think YouTube's only 15 years old.
Right?
It's crazy to fucking think YouTube is literally only 15 years old. Mm-hmm. It's close to like 20 years. That's it. It's not 20 years. It's close to it, but it's not 20 fucking years. It's crazy that I remember MySpace.
Yeah.
I remember creating a Facebook. I remember that shit. I remember Twitter coming out. Twitter's not even that fucking old. Twitter's like 12 years old.
Yeah, some shit like that.
Twitter's like, what, 2009, 2010?
Maybe. Yeah. It's definitely, it's definitely less than 20.
It's less than fucking 20. Like, it's crazy. Like you just said, like it's crazy to think that, like, the gap of, like, life, even in that sense, even for me, it's crazy to think. Because I remember when social media became social media. I remember when MySpace became MySpace.
Right.
And people had to get on it. I remember that shit. It's the weirdest thing in the world to say I'm kind of in the middle of a generation. Because I'm like, I remember going outside and playing for the summer and not going inside at all. But I also remember when it wasn't such a big option anymore. Going outside is completely different now.
Yeah.
Now you go outside just to post it.
Yeah. Right.
It's like it's completely fucking weird. Like, you used to go outside just to enjoy it. Now you go outside just to post it.
Right.
It's the weirdest fucking thing in the world. It's kind of completely fucking flip flop. I don't know how the fuck this is happening.
It's sad.
It's too. So fucking sad, man.
Yeah.
And I'm speaking from a person that posts his favorite pictures are literally in the car when he's driving.
And one thing I do notice more is that, like, it's little kids that are out with their parents walking around. You don't see necessarily middle-aged school kids or high school kids running the streets anymore. You know, they're all inside. They're all on the computer. Mm-hmm. They're all mm-hmm. talking to each other on the phone instead. You know what I'm saying?
Even that's changed in a sense. Like, you could tell me better than I can, because I never was on the phone. I was never a phone guy.
Yeah.
But you could even explain that one to a lot of people, because talking on a phone has changed.
Yeah.
They used to talk on the phone to a girl. You used to have to go to a mom or a parent, like a parent or somebody, an older sister.
You had to
somebody.
Call the house.
You had to call the fucking house, man.
Whoever picked up is who you had to talk to. Hi. Can I speak to?
You had to change your voice and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, hi. Can I speak to Brandon, please? Who's this?
Yeah. They come up with your real name, your government name. You
I know, right, exactly.
Immediately.
Exactly. Right. Yeah, this is Jeremy Haskins III. Yeah, but no, it's so true. Like, even that has changed. Now, mostly, I think they text more, you know? Mm-hmm. They'll do, like, FaceTime and shit like that. But
even how we communicate.
Yeah.
DMs was not a thing.
Right.
Like 5 years ago. DMs wasn't even a thing 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Shit is crazy.
Good point. That's it. Yeah, the world has definitely changed. And people like me are aging out. We're the ones that are like becoming the old book on the bookshelf, the dusty book on the bookshelf. You know what I'm saying? And it's the truth, man. The only thing is that I would always fight for, though, honestly, man, is freedom of speech, man. We can't allow that shit to go. You know what I mean?
Freedom of speech exists if you still live in the confines of there's rules to it. And I think that's the fucked up part, where you can't put rules on how you feel or think. Is this stupid? I don't understand that. Like, I'm with you. I'll fight for freedom of speech all day. I think it's kind of dumb for you to try to silence a person because that's how I feel. That's kind of stupid. I can't relate to everybody that has that opinion of you're not supposed to say how you feel. That's kind of dumb. Mm-hmm. I understand that shit. Personally, I can't.
No, I get it, man. But, like, even freedom of speech is becoming to the point where it's that old dusty book on the bookshelf. You know what I mean? People think it's not as important. Oh, you can't say that. Okay, well, I did. You know? It's okay that I did. You don't have to fucking cancel me, or you don't have to, you know what I'm saying? It's ridiculous. That's why I think speaking of fucking aging and Twitter and all that, Elon Musk. Mm-hmm. Purchased 9.2% of Twitter. Looks like mm-hmm. he turned down being on the board, but I guarantee you he's going to make a move to purchase Twitter, and they're not going to be able to stop him.
Which is kind of, I don't know how I felt about that, to be honest with you.
A hostile takeover, baby.
I don't know how I felt about that. I think Elon Musk doesn't need Twitter.
Nah, but he wants to bring back freedom of speech onto the platform.
But here's the problem with that. I think he's going to lose that battle.
I thought he had a great idea of open sourcing the algorithm as well.
I think you're going to lose that battle because...
Yeah, he's only 9% owner of the stocks. He's not that
Yeah, big. But...
They got a board of directors. They got all this other shit. It's going to be hard.
I get the idea of trying to trying to become freedom of speech on Twitter, but you're gonna lose that battle because you've already created such a platform where you can't say that anymore.
It's toxic.
You created it already. Yep. You created it already. So it's kind of hard for you to have now this idea of let's speak on it, because talk about aging. You go back and watch, look at some of these people's first tweets on Twitter. These motherfuckers get bought up like it's now.
Yeah, facts.
So now if you want a policy, now I'm with Elon Musk on, if you want to create a policy where you can bring up a decade tweet to reprimand somebody now, I'm with you on that, because that's fucked up. You can't tell me what I did 10 years ago is the same way I would think now.
I.e. what we talked about last week, Kevin Hart and, you know, what was it, the Grammys or the Oscars or something?
The Oscars, yeah. He wanted a host. He was a host.
Yeah, he had a gay joke about his son, and that happened 10 years prior to whenever we're talking about.
And I
brought it right back up.
And I think it should be statutes of limitations on tweets.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to bring that into the conversation, I'm all for it. Now, now you can do whatever with Twitter. I don't give a fuck.
But that should be statutes. Why can't it disappear like fucking Snapchat?
There it is. I think if I wouldn't say even disappear. I think if I tweeted it in 2012. Whenever I tweeted it, if it's like April 10, and you trying to bring it up now to kind of, you bring it up when I'm doing something important now, it's like, bitch, it's over. It's dead in the water. You can't bring it up to make me now have to deal with it. Like, bitch, it's dead. What you gonna do about it?
Right. Call you the Bill Cosby of Twitter. statutes of limitations and but no, I completely agree, drug, dude. That's not a bad idea.
They drug the tweet out. They drug the tweet
drug
out.
They drug the tweet. Yeah. I gotta love dad jokes. I love dad jokes. but you know, like, you know, puns and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I think that's smart, man. That's a really good idea, having a statute of limitations, or
I think we should
having
think we
something should have, so that it's gone, you know.
I think we should have statutes of limitations for social media. I think it's starting to get to that point where you can't bring up old shit on me to make me into the person, because you don't like the situation I'm giving, getting, the opportunity I'm getting. So you're gonna bring something up to make it seem like I fucked up. It's like, I did that shit 10, 11, if it's 10 years, I don't think you should, but social media should have like a placing. Like 5 years ago, I think you should still get yours because it's not long enough, because that's not long enough for me. Yeah. 5 years ago, you lived in this climate long enough to know how motherfuckers react to shit. Yeah. 10 years, that's a way different conversation.
That's a decade.
We just had a whole, we literally just had a whole conversation about how we didn't, how Twitter isn't even 10 years old. So they ain't even 15 years old. Twitter isn't even 15 years old.
I don't even know. I got to be perfectly honest. I don't even
Twitter
know.
Twitter came out like, Twitter got established, I think, in like 09. So it's literally, yo, Twitter is like 13 years old. It's not even 15 years old. How the fuck can you reprimand somebody for something that's not even old enough to be reprimanded? That's fucking crazy. Instagram, because Instagram ain't even that old. Instagram, like, maybe 10.
Actually, Twitter says, it says here 2006 for Twitter.
2006?
So that's 16 years.
No, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, shit.
Let's see. What about, what was another one?
I think Instagram. Instagram might be like, that's 2006. They came out 2010.
Instagram started 2010.
Yeah.
Facebook was what? Oops.
Might have been like 2 years before Twitter. Facebook older than Twitter. If Twitter came out like 2006.
It Facebook. Says Facebook started 2004 on here.
Yeah.
Because he was in college.
When
he started it. But it really didn't become popular until like 2007, 2006, 2007.
Same thing with Twitter. Twitter didn't come super popular until like 2009.
Right.
So, yeah, all these things have to take a minute. Like, I remember telling one of my friends I'd never get on Instagram.
Yeah.
I remember telling her. She was like, you need to get on Snapchat and Instagram. I was like, I got an Instagram, but I'm not on Snapchat.
Yeah.
Now all I do is I'm always on Instagram. I'm barely on Facebook. I don't even have a Snapchat anymore. I got rid of that shit.
Yeah.
I got TikTok. I'm trying to get more active on TikTok. That shit is hard.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest with you. You texted me that yesterday. It was like, where you got this fucking video from? You're gonna do good with this editing and this shit.
Yeah, I like it, man. Oh yeah.
I did that off of TikTok. It got saved to my phone. I didn't even know that shit gets saved back to my phone. I usually post shit, but I never really pay attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw it on my phone. I was like, oh shit, I could use that to like promote the last week episodes that we all did. Like,
absolutely.
I was like, that shit makes sense. But yeah, I mean, listen, I think that it's what we're trying to say is aging is some age like fine wine, and like the great Patrice O'Neill says, some age like bread.
Like bread.
Some age like wine and some things just age like bread. That shit just get worse.
Facts.
Get mold on it, mildew and shit. You don't even like how the fuck you still got this here? I don't know. I don't even check it.
No doubt. It is true, man. And just like social media, people age that way as well, you know. Some of us at 40 years old some of us don't even make it to 40. You know? And whether it's health or any other kind of way, you know. So I'm grateful to be here at 40 for sure. And you know, you got to figure in 40 years from now, how will the country age? How will society age? How will society look? Because when I was young, when I was 5 or 6 years old, I didn't think, I thought we'd have flying cars by now. I thought Back to the Future was going to be real. You know what I'm saying?
Should be getting close. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, we are close. That's for sure.
We got shoes with no laces. We got shoes that can tie itself. We got fucking energy cars. I mean, that's the closest thing we're going to get to a flying car right now.
Yeah.
We got hoverboards.
It'll definitely be Elon if we ever get flying cars. It'll definitely be Elon to make it.
Shit, I wouldn't be surprised.
I heard somebody say that he's the richest African American that he's ever known. Because I don't know if you know that he's from South Africa, and
that's like saying Trevor Noah is the blackest man you ever met. That shit ain't got nothing to do with nothing. Yeah, no to me, that shit ain't got nothing to do with nothing.
Yeah,
Nelson Mandela is the only person I would recognize as. That's like saying Trevor Noah is the realest black person you ever heard. Yeah, get the fuck out of here! I'm not listening. I'm not listening to your opinion. Fuck you, man.
I never did listen to his opinion. I never watched his show. I never did none of
that. I don't even watch his shit. Watch his shit at all. Once Jon Stewart and shit go, like, same thing, like Jon Stewart. Like, once he left, I'm like, nah, y'all trying to find somebody that's kind of woke in a sense that could kind of give you the same energy of a Jon Stewart, but it's like, it's hard to find them. It's hard to find those people, man. It's hard to find the Dave Chappelle's and John Stewart's. It's hard. Like, once those people leave, David Letterman's and Jay Leno's and shit. Like, that's why, like, late night shows suck.
Yeah.
Like, that's why they suck. They're trying to grasp for straws. They're trying to do.
Fallon was good when he first started, you know?
He first started.
Something happened. He got woke, I guess, or
like everybody,
or the woke mob got at him because he had blackface on in one episode or something like that.
It was like SNL, some shit. SNL, yeah. Like he was supposed to be Chris Rock,
was and it they Chris failed. Rock?
Yeah, he was supposed to be Chris Rock. I remember that shit. Yeah, but Jimmy Kimmel, same. Like, Jimmy Kimmel never been funny to me, even when he was like doing like football picks back in the day. Like, he never was funny to me.
He was part of, like, the Man Show or something like that on Comedy Central. I forgot the name of it.
He never was funny to me.
Yeah.
I always thought Sarah Silverman was funnier than him.
Right. And Carolla, because Carolla was part of that same show, too.
Adam Carolla was always funny. Yeah, but he never was funny to me. I don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't know how the fuck he still got a show. I'm going to be honest.
Oh, that's right. He was with Sarah Silverman for the longest time.
Mm-hmm.
Kimmel. That's right. I forgot about that.
Can we talk about how fine Sarah Silverman is?
We can talk about how fine
she is. Fine. Am I tripping? Nah, like, she's like, fine. She's fine. Like, I'm not tripping, right? Like, it's like a weird comedian fine. Like, I'm not the only one.
Let's do that. Since we got our FMKs for today, let's do comedians next week. For our
FMK. Okay, that's gonna be a little difficult. Sarah Silverman is one.
She's got
it. And after that, I sound like hard.
I got a couple.
Wendy Cummings, when she first came out, Wendy Cummings.
She's still fine. I think she's a cunt, but she's still fine. Kim Congdon. Motherfucking Sarah Weinshank. Oh my god, yo, there's a bunch of fine motherfucking comedians out there. Hell yeah, Rachel Feinstein, she's fine as shit.
I've heard of Rachel. Fuck, what's her fucking name? She had like a Russian last name though. It's like, I know it's Ellen, but it's not the DeGeneres. God no, it's Ellen something. I forgot her fucking last name.
Yeah, I don't know.
Start with a P. I forgot her fucking last name.
I have to look it up. We'll look it up.
Yeah, she fine though. But she's fine though, shit.
Yeah, hell yeah. No, that's the thing about comedians. You like, it's like you look at them, oh, they're cute for a comedian, you know, or they're pretty for a comedian. You know, it's not like they're not an Instagram model necessarily or anything like that, you know.
And they're funny.
Funny.
That's what makes it more sexy. Like, it's like, mm-hmm. you can make me laugh. That shit is kind of like, oh, shit, okay.
Yeah. Damn right. Damn right. Hell yeah. But no, man. So, all right. So out of your 28 years, what is the biggest takeaway that you think you've gotten so far out of life?
My life is mine. Mm-hmm. That you get pulled in so many directions because of family and friends and shit like that. But at the end of the day, you still have to make the decisions that benefit you. Yeah. I think people forget that for some apparent reason. For sure. You know what I'm saying? Like over the weekend, like even that, like over the weekend, like my sister texted me with some family bullshit again. And I just had to tell her, like, once I get my shit together, I ain't talking to none of y'all.
Yeah.
like, once I get my shit together, I am done with all y'all. I'm not calling y'all for shit.
Yeah, it's okay to put up your boundaries. It's okay to put up your walls. It's okay to do those things.
And I barely call people for shit now. So imagine me finally getting my shit together. I'm not calling y'all for shit. I'm barely talking to y'all. I barely want to talk to y'all now.
Right. Yeah. No, I hear you. I think my biggest takeaway is that it doesn't stop, regardless if you're here or not. Time, life, your family, there. You know, none of that stops. We can't put a pause on life when we're not happy about it. It's still always going to continue. It's still always going to run. And the fact of the matter is, you're in control of nothing. Accept yourself.
Mm. There it is.
It's the only way. That's what I've gotten from it.
As I've gotten older, I've actually been more thinking about my end. You know what I'm saying? As I've gotten older, I've kind of thought about my end.
The end of your life?
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. I just, every so often, yeah. I kind of drift into like, what's next? And I think that's probably why I always ask myself, what's next? Because it's not mm-hmm. about the now, in a sense. It's more about sure. the future, like when I'm not here.
Yeah.
And I think that's kind of what I'm always gauging, in a sense, what's next. So, yeah, they kind of, I don't want to say it fucked me up, but it kind of gets to me in a sense of, like, I have to figure out, why am I here? And that's always going to be a question. But since I'm still trying to figure that out, it's hard to kind of look past that in a sense.
Sure. No, I got you. Yeah, it's hard to look past your own life. You can only imagine what people will say. You can only imagine what people would think about you once you're gone. You know, you can only hope that it's positive. You can only hope that you brought something into this world that's worth a damn, you know. I got three chances, three boys, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully one day they'll be successful and they'll look, and if I'm not here, they'll look and say, you know what, my dad at least tried. He did something that was out of the box. You know, it wasn't a typical, my dad didn't do a typical 9-to-5 kind of job. You know, he was successful in anything that he did, but he chose to do this, you know, whatever it is at the time. And that's about all I could hope for, man. It's just that I'm some kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? A positive impact, some sort of a positive impact on the lives that are around me. You know what I mean?
As you gotten older, has planned a podcast for your sons came into your mind a little bit?
Planning a podcast like with them?
No, like playing your pod. Yeah, playing like the episodes you've done for your podcast.
Do I ever want to play them? Play that for them?
Yeah.
No, not unless they seek it. You know what I'm saying? Not unless they want to look at it. You know.
But what if they do come up to you? It's like I want to know more about you.
I saw that mushroom episode, Dad.
Yeah.
All they got to do is ask, man. You know, they're kind of at a weird age right now where they're not necessarily sure if they can come up and talk to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? They're kind of like at a weird age right now. So
they tippy toeing.
Yeah. You know, they know I do this and they've seen the clips on my Instagram. I'm sure of it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't hide nothing from them. I really don't, you know, and I just try to be true to myself so that they can learn how to be true to themselves. Right. You know, that's all. But I have thought about doing like a podcast with them later on as they get older and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? They wouldn't want to do it now, especially the two youngest ones. The two youngest ones. Yeah, yeah. The oldest one probably would. Not going to lie. That would be fucking interesting. So, yeah. And especially because he plans on moving with me to Florida. So.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, once I have the setup and shit there, hopefully, maybe he'll hop on at some
point. That'd be dope. I think that'd be a tight one. I think that'd be pretty interesting. And it would bring a new element to the RSA show in particular because.
His name is Arsenio.
That's what I'm saying. It brings a whole new element to the RSA show. It's like, holy shit, like, wait a minute. Now you're getting two different perspectives. You're getting older, experienced RSA who's lived it. Mm-hmm. And now you're getting to see a new kind of like how he's now taking his life into consideration. Sure. So, yeah, it'd be pretty dope. I think that'd be a pretty dope-ass concept. If he wants to do it, that'd be pretty dope.
That would, man. And plus, his birthday, he's turning 21 in July. So, like, I, even now, like last week, I was like, hey, you want a beer, dude? You can have a beer, man. You want a beer?
You now offer you some beer? I was getting offered beer at, like, 8 years old.
Nice. Yeah, me too. I remember for New Year's one year, it was I was six or something like that. They gave me a little cup of champagne. That was the first time I ever had alcohol, 6 years old. But he has different perspectives and he sees life differently than I do. But at the same time, he still has, I ain't going front. I'm a political person. You know what I'm saying? A lot of these issues that have come up, I have an opinion on it. And so like, he's grown up that way, seeing me, you know, in my political moments especially, but you know, I try to teach him that, you know, no matter what, you just try to be you. Nobody can control you. Nobody can tell you what you can and can't do. And as long as you always choose the right thing, you're not going to have a problem in life. You know what I'm saying? Always choose what you think is best. And you learn from it. If you make a mistake, you learn from it. You know what I mean? And sometimes you got to pay consequences, i.e. me moving to Florida. That's one of the consequences of, you know, things that I've done on my part and you know, my relationship with his mom. But, you know, it's part of it all, man. And see, like, I see history repeating itself because I was 12. I was the youngest, and my youngest is 12 now, or he's about to be 12. And a lot of the same shit happened, you know, with parents splitting up and moving and shit like that. But my goal was to make it easier for them, not to make it, like, as if dad is being ripped away or they're being ripped away from dad, you know, like the way I felt. So, you know, if when we talk about aging and experience and stuff like that, I think that falls right under the category of, you know, seeing something that's happened to you before happen again, but you can make better decisions and hopefully have better outcomes. Mm. Hopefully. That's what you can only hope for.
You know? I mean, it's aging is such a, it's such a large spectrum, in a sense. because you're older more than you're younger.
That's facts.
Like, it's only a short window of you being young.
Yeah.
People forget that for some apparent reason.
But if you look at a 60-year-old and you say, oh, I'm 40, he'll be like, oh, you're young. You know what I'm saying? So it's all about perspective.
It's about perspective. And I think that, but if you ask a 20-year-old, you know what I'm saying? You're like, you're 40, you're 20. Oh, you don't know shit.
Right.
You don't know shit.
I look at a 20-year-old, you don't know a motherfucking thing, buddy.
You don't know shit, bro. You have no idea what life was like before you had internet. Yeah. You have no clue.
But at the same time, I don't ridicule them and I don't look down upon them but at the same time, I'm like, man, you don't know the motherfucker. You don't know what the fuck you talking about.
Like, motherfucker, I had to grow up with the fucking phone attached to the wall. Nigga, you have no idea. Yep.
Nigga, you have no clue. If picked up the phone while I was on the internet, then the internet got cut off. So. Hell yeah.
Nigga, a rainstorm, your internet come back on maybe 5 minutes later. That shit was out for the rest of the night. That was done.
Hell yeah.
So you live with Wi-Fi, bitch. We had the broadband. Nigga, you have no idea.
I remember getting on DSL. I have to dial up like, wow, this shit is fast. How much faster can this shit get? 5G? All this other shit now? Woo! And the thing is, I couldn't even imagine life without it now. Isn't that crazy? Like, imagine life going back to the 80s and 90s the way it was before, man. Oh, my God. Can't even imagine, bro. I can't even imagine.
I get upset when Wi-Fi take too damn long. I'm like, what the fuck are y'all doing? Who the fuck is fucking up the internet this bad?
God damn it. Let me restart my – got to restart my phone. Maybe that'll work.
Yo, you got so mad at the fucking Wi-Fi. You're like, man, fuck this shit, bro. Like,
hell yeah.
But you ain't never said you want DSL. Like, you never said that shit ever again. Like, you know how long that shit take. That shit take 3 hours to get some shit popped.
Like, shit, I still remember the first cell phone I got. Like, oh shit, we got cell phones. And then we also had a house phone at the time. Now we don't even have a house phone.
Phone.
Mm-mm.
Imagine that shit.
Yeah, man.
Yep. People ask you what's your cell phone. They don't even ask you what the fuck your house phone is.
I don't even know anybody that has a house phone. I got to be perfectly honest. I don't know anybody that has a house phone.
And if you got one, you only got it because of the internet.
Damn.
Because it made the Wi-Fi cheaper.
Right, because it's part of the plan. It's part of the package. Yeah, exactly. You
made the Wi-Fi cheaper. That's right. It. You don't use that shit. Facts. You got that shit in the front room. You don't use that shit.
Yep. Hell yeah, yo.
Who the fuck calling me on my house phone? Who the fuck got my house number?
Why is my house phone ringing? What the fuck? And you know damn well, chances are it's a spam call or something like that, so you don't even fucking pick up the shit. So it's like not even no point. Wild, man.
We sound like some old motherfuckers. Some people gonna be listening to this shit. If you young and you listen to us,
we're boomers.
We old as shit. I don't know what to tell you. We got a different perspective on life. I'm sorry. Yeah. We from the before the YouTube era.
Yeah, man. Yeah. We're dying off.
We're dying dinosaurs. Off. Oh my God, how are we dinosaurs?
Yeah, man.
Man, I was. Yeah. You know, it's fucking crazy. I was writing because I'm doing a top 10 list next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I'm bringing it back. I'm writing some of these songs now. I'm like, I'm old than a motherfucker. I'm like, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, kids don't know nothing about these songs. This shit is crazy.
Word. Hell yeah. That's crazy as hell, man. Crazy.
I think we getting old. Getting older is not a problem. I think it's the world telling you it is.
Yeah, facts. And that's only till recently. I mean, you know, growing up, when you look at a 40-year-old person did not look like me. They looked a lot older. A 50-year-old person looked a lot older. A 60-year-old person looked a lot older back then. So when you look at a 60-year-old, it's like, damn, you really are fucking old. You're geriatric. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like... You shouldn't be driving and shit like that. Now 60 is like the new 50, man. 50 is the new 40 and shit. You know, so like if even though older people are seemingly feeling younger and getting younger, that doesn't take away the fact that a 20-year-old is going to look at a 60-year-old as a fucking dinosaur. You know what I'm saying? That's never going to change. That's never going to change. And, but what comes, yeah. Go ahead.
Nah, I can tell you because I'm still thinking about it.
yeah, man. You probably look at me like, damn, he's 40.
Nah, I look at you like 40. Damn, I wonder what's that like? What that's like? Because I'm not there yet. You know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking, shit, I'm still concerned about being 30 in 2 years. My mind hasn't even wrapped around a concept of 30 in 2 years. Like, it's not even there yet. I see it, but it's like, I still got to get there.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, okay, here's a piece of advice. Don't get wrapped around the number so much. Okay, you're going to be 30. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? Keep focusing on your goals.
The only reason I'm wrapped around the number is because I'm not there yet. Once I get there, it's like,
right. No, I got you. No, I completely understand. And there are milestones to age, for sure. But I feel like if we take these milestones and stop putting such an emphasis on needing to get things done before this age, before this milestone, it can be good, but it also could be extremely stressful. And it could really cause a lot of bad things for the people that love you around you. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you don't complete those goals by that milestone. You know, that can cause a lot of hate and a lot of, just.
Limit.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of, I'm not going to lie, it's kind of how I feel now.
Yeah.
I didn't have goals, but I definitely have what I thought I would be at a certain age.
Sure.
You know, I didn't have goals. It wasn't like I need a $500,000 job or some shit like that. No, I knew I wasn't going to get that. But I did have goals of like not being in the position that I'm in life at this moment.
Sure.
So, yeah, I mean, and it does make you feel like, you know what, fuck, you know, everything that's going on, because patience is not your best friend when you get older. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You get really quick with the patience. That shit go by the wayside real fast.
It depends. It depends on certain things.
Certain people could deal with certain shit. Me, I'm not that. My patience is very thin.
Time will teach you patience. I'm telling you.
Or it will speed up the process of how long you will actually deal with the shit.
Yeah. That's true.
If it's some shit that you already had been around for a whole minute and you already seen how it was, you're like, oh, fuck that shit. I'm not doing that shit.
Yeah, and you have that choice and you can, you know what I'm saying? Deal with it, you know what I mean? Hell yeah.
Yeah. I think aging, like everything in life, you know, there's pros and cons to it. Mm-hmm. You know, aging, absolutely. You know, when you get older, you're not as immune to you're not immune to anything can happen.
Right.
No, motherfucker, not anything can't just happen. Like, you have to either put the work in or it's just not going to happen. Sure. you understand that way as you get older. Like eventually you're going to have to put the work in to get what you want.
Yep.
But when you're young, people tell you some stupid shit. Like, follow your dreams. Mm-hmm. Motherfucker, your dreams might not be there every day.
True. No, but it's still important to have them. It really is.
Have them, but would you, I think when you're young, you wait for shit to fall in your lap.
Right. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You don't have the same, as you get older, you know, that shit not gonna fall in my lap. I gotta go get it.
Right.
But when you're young, that's why I feel like when you say follow your dreams and shit just will happen magically. No, the fuck won't. Mm-hmm. Who the fuck tells you that? That's why I feel like so many people get fucked up nowadays, because you keep telling these fucking kids they just gotta wait, be patient. No, don't wait. Don't be patient. You're gonna be in your 50s still trying to get some shit done that you should have got done in your 20s.
Facts. Yeah, do it now.
Do it now. Get it over and done with. Because it's like, while you're young and still don't know shit, that's the best time to learn it.
Word. Exactly.
That's the best time to learn it. It's like, once you learn it at a young age, you just get better at it as you age.
Absolutely. For sure. For sure.
I wish I learned this shit when I was first starting doing podcasts.
Me too, man. You ain't fucking lying. I wish I had started doing a podcast 10 years ago, man. I really do.
Same, man. I wish, like, around when I first started discovering podcasts, I wish I would have done it right there and there. But yeah, again, you're financially handicapped in a sense. You can't really move like you want to move. But,
right.
But yeah.
But what came with it was technology got different and technology got better. You can create a fucking podcast on your phone. You don't need none of this other shit. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Anchor. But you know, seriously, it's gotten so much easier and streamlined now, especially you really have to stand out because everybody's doing it. Everybody's got a podcast. Now it's gotten to the point where, oh, you only got one? I got three or four podcasts. You know what I'm saying? That kind of shit.
That shit sounds so weird. And here's how crazy it is. If you would have asked me, would you have like three or four podcasts, you know, when you first started, I'd be like, man, I'm shocked I got one.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Like, I'm shocked I got one, motherfucker. I can't believe I got one.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's already a tough goddamn situation. You know, I'm trying to figure out how I'm gonna record it every day. Like, but yeah, I got what, three?
Yeah.
And it's cool, it's fun, but I have expanded it into different things.
Sure.
And to that is hard as fuck to keep it going. Cause it's like, okay, what am I doing today? What am I doing today?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah. It can get like that, man. For real, for real. But you're doing it. That's what matters. That's what counts.
Yeah. You know, I realize as you get older, you start writing schedules. I don't understand how that happens, but you start writing schedules as you get older.
Everything needs to be fucking put down on a calendar. Everything needs, man, hell yeah.
You gotta remember shit. You're like, ah, fuck, let me write this shit down.
Yep, exactly.
Remember when you was young and you could just remember shit?
Yes, it was a nice feeling.
You would get the...
Now I got older and smoking weed and, you know, crazy. I didn't smoke as much weed throughout my life as I did towards the ends of my 30s. You know what I mean?
Yeah, older.
28, 4 years, so 36, 37 years old, I started smoking a lot of weed. I did, man. I really, really did. I said, fuck it. I don't care. I don't care anymore. You know what I mean?
You got to the element of fuck it. That's a beautiful element. I got to that point a long time ago.
Yeah.
That's probably why I'm so fucked up. I had to build the rest of the levels because I got to I got to the level of fuck it a long time ago.
Yeah, I feel you.
I was like, fuck it. That ain't for me. I don't know what the fuck to tell you.
But, you know, what I would say, honestly, is don't be afraid of your age. Don't be afraid of the number that your age is. Because realistically, let's keep this shit real. It's how you feel. You know, I don't necessarily feel 40. I know I'm 40, but I don't feel 40. In some weird way, I still feel like I'm 35, 36 years old. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. We'll find out in another 5 years when I'm 45 if I still feel that way, because I doubt it.
I feel like getting older, man, is, mindset.
Yeah.
If you feel young, then you're going to probably act young.
Right, right.
I will always tell people that have that mindset, too. Just because you feel young, you don't always have to act young. You don't have to go to the... You don't have to always keep up with these young motherfuckers. Fuck them. Like, have a mature young.
You ever seen a 40-year-old with skinny jeans? That shit's weird. A 40-year-old still sagging their pants? That's weird. You know what I'm saying? I stick to the classics, man. Give me a fitted hat and a t-shirt. I'm good. Now, granted, my sweatpants, I got those a little tight. They're tighter than usual. They're not all big and baggy and shit. But, you know, I've gotten older when it comes to that. But I'm not wearing some motherfucking Speedo pants. That's just, you know, like yoga pants and shit. Motherfuckers wearing yoga pants and shit. You ever seen a dude with yoga pants? That shit's weird.
Yo, what the fuck? Man, the fuck? You know what this is? Yo, 40-year-old wear fucking skinny jeans, fucking neon colors and shit.
Yeah, different neon colors. Yo, can I please just stick to the basics, man? Black, blue, and gray. Maybe red in there sometimes.
Oh my god, bro. Oh wow, that shit is so weird.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah, you gotta keep up. You gotta keep up with these young motherfuckers. Fuck them.
Nah, man. You know?
I think it's actually cooler when you get older.
Right on.
Cause I want to be the old nigga on the porch like, you young niggas don't know shit.
get your ass off of there.
You talk about that young nigga, you don't know shit.
I got a story. Like the here go.
Oh my god, I can't wait to be a story guy. Oh my god. Oh, I can't wait to be a story guy. This is going down. Let me tell you about the time. Oh, it's going down. Once I tell, oh, that shit. That's gonna be my favorite fucking line. Let me tell you about the time, motherfucker. You don't know shit.
Yeah, no doubt. Fucking right. All right, man. Let's do the plugs. Get into the video and FMK, and then we can call it an episode.
All right. Okay. Brand new show is the Instagram, YouTube channel, Patreon. I haven't posted shit on Patreon. I need to get back to it.
It's so easy.
Yeah, so easy.
It is.
I'm on TikTok. I don't know how to work that bitch. I get on it when I get on it. And it's also Brand Janu Show. Everything's Brand Janu Show. It's very simple. It's literally in the back, up top. You can see it.
I wish he would turn his camera sideways, but he don't like doing it that way.
This shit is weird. I don't know how the... I did it once for RSA, and that shit was weird. Then the motherfucker, I had to hold it. I didn't have the phone. Maybe if I do it now with the phone charger, I don't know. The whole phone holder, maybe it worked better. But yeah, Brand Janu Show is pretty much everything. The podcast as well. I'll be back on YouTube tonight with my other brother Juan for Jack's Wild Sports podcast. We are doing, I think, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers tonight. We're supposed to be picking for them. But also, next Tuesday, we back in the war room, pretty much, doing the top 10 list. I don't know if RSA going to be free, but if he is, come through, because
pretty much
top 10 greatest rap songs ever. This shit might get real New Yorkish. Real New Yorkish. Tim's on with some Black Knights in the vicinity. So,
shit.
Might get real stabbish. we will be back Tuesday with that episode. I can't wait for that one. That's gonna be funny as shit. I already feel the energy that everybody gonna be providing. That shit gonna be crazy. Fair warning to anybody that will listen to that episode. I'm just a motherfucker that pick these people. They select these songs, and I stay out the fucking way as much as I can. But it's not my fault.
Lion ass. He'd be throwing in monkey wrenches.
Whatever do you mean? I do not throw it. I do not throw monkey wrenches in nothing.
You damn sure do.
I ask people if they like the song. They say, yeah. Then I throw the next song out there. And they're like,
and
you
be
got
like,
it.
Oh, you motherfucker.
They be like, man, get the fuck out of here with this bullshit. I tried my hardest not to get that energy. Yes, I do. I enjoy that.
Thank you. Thank you. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's what makes the show.
That's season 5. That's actually going to be the first episode of season 5, which is... Hell yeah. Yeah, I got to finish season 4 first. But other than that, yeah, that's going to be the first episode of season 5. And I think that's going to be out next Monday.
Cool.
Season 5 will start next Monday. Once the episode is finished. Well, not next Monday, but the Monday after next, you know. Right. So yeah, so season 5 is coming. Season 4 will be finished. And darktherapysessions@gmail.com, YouTube. Send us all your FMKs, your clips, Even topics, if you got some topics that you think we should be talking about. And shout out to everybody that's been pretty much hitting us up in DMs, talk about they want to be on Dark Therapy Session. Yeah, we'll get facts, to you guys. Facts. We will get to you.
Hell good yeah. God,
we will get to you. but we damn do this right shit like we do this shit early, and y'all like to do shit late. So so if y'all
we're generally completely sober, at least me. You know, I know you're always sober. I'm generally sober.
So yeah, we would definitely try to get to you guys, definitely put you guys on here, but definitely
11 o'clock in the morning. Y'all gonna be up on here? Y'all sure y'all wanna be up on here?
I'm like, y'all motherfuckers got me out of bed, motherfucker. I just got off work. I ain't got shit to do.
Facts, exactly.
But you definitely, man, send us all, send us everything, man. Send us on Gmail, YouTube, brand new show, Dark Therapy Sessions. Definitely hit us up, man. Mm-hmm. And, Arce, you got something to say, man?
Yeah, Instagram, Arce Senior. Let's see, May 16th, Charlotte, North Carolina. We'll be taping live for the Diva Speaks Relationship Network, where we're trying to have a live audience. People are coming in. We already got some people that have reserved their spot. So it looks like we're going to have a live audience at the same time that we're taping. It's going to be me, Diva Speaks, Anguilla Puerto Real, and the Cognac Room Podcast. The whole crew, shout out to them. Jay, Slim, and Lyric. So it sounds like it's going to be real fun. So if y'all interested in, and you're in the area, y'all would like to come down to Access 21. That'll be May 16th at 7 o'clock. So making my way from there, the idea is to go visit, meet the Tylers in Georgia, since it's on my way down to Florida. I'm hoping that comes through. That way we can do a live podcast in person there as well. And, you know, I'll be down in Florida after that. So, but other than that, you know, if you want to keep up with everything that I'm doing, go to patreon.com/Arce and you'll get to see a lot of, really deep thoughts of stuff that's going on, things that are happening in my life. And I'm talking all about it and it's all on Patreon. I did record an episode last night, so I'll be putting that up, probably in the next couple of days here, at least, at the very least. And, but that's it. That's all I got. You know, Dark Therapy Sessions. Hey, look, I'm going to do it for you since you didn't do it, Brandon, but go to urbanboulevard.us. Use code Brandon.30 to get 30% off of your order. That would help him out a lot, seriously. So please go do that. And, you know, we just trying to win, man. We just trying to win, bro. That's it. So help us out. YouTube, Dark Therapy Session. Please subscribe to the Dark Therapy Session YouTube channel. Brandon, patreon.com/Brandon Janusz Show. I'm gonna just give it all out. Fuck it. And, that's it. Yeah. Oh, you know, at Patreon, you can also get, you know, the Skank Bank, Dark Therapy Session, RSA Podcast, and the Let Up. So it's four shows. Now, granted, I allow those shows, like the Skank Bank has its own Patreon. So I put everything onto that Patreon first, and then it'll trickle down to Arce. And what we do with Dark Therapy Session is we put it both on our Patreons. So you'll get it wherever, honestly. If you don't want to pay for it, just go to the YouTube channel. That's it. That's all I got. All right.
Let's get some follow. We got subscribers on that YouTube channel, man. It's kind of growing a little bit,
it's
man.
It's growing a little bit, man. Hell yeah, it's growing a little bit. Hell yeah, man. I'll take it. I'll take it all day, every day, for real, for real.
Yeah, yeah.
let's see. Diva Speaks, Angela. You know, I had sent her the link, and she loves the show. So thank you for loving the show. Appreciate you.
You want this show?
Yeah, she listened to a bunch of our episodes. Yeah,
I am so sorry. I am so sorry for what I've said on here. I have to apologize. listen. We say a lot of fucked up shit. it's all a good.
facts. That is.
You can't be just sending people links to this show. We got to have a disclosure on every episode we do.
Word.
Like, yeah. I would particularly like you should listen to this episode. We didn't go too far right here.
Yeah. But stop it right here because we don't want you to hear the rest of the episode.
Once it gets past this part of the episode, I cut the damn episode off because we about to go too far.
Right. Damn,
this is the part of the episode we get canceled for.
That's right. Exactly right. This is the part of the episode where we get hated.
Yeah, we get like the beginning was beautiful. What the fuck was y'all thinking afterwards?
Right. I can't believe y'all gonna fuck and marry and kill somebody on your show.
And then you question the killing.
Then you question the killing. Then you want to fuck before you kill, which is not the rules. You got to fuck after you kill. Let's get into that. Actually, yeah, so fuck it. Since we're already talking about it, let's just do that.
Let's do that one.
Let's do the FMKs, and then we'll round it out with a video.
Video, which is funny. That video is fucking funny.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Bong. All right. We'll do it smaller. All right. Mr. Brandon Gen- Oh wait, let me intro it. Today's FMK, fuck, marry, kill. You have to fuck one person, marry one person, kill one person. Obviously, it's all theoretical. But today we have Bia, I think that's how you pronounce her name. It's today we're doing female rappers. So today is Bia, Megan Thee Stallion, and Ruby Rose. So Mr. Brandon, who would you fuck? Who would you marry? Who would you kill?
Oh shit! I'm killing Meg.
Okay, she dead as fuck.
Yeah, she gotta go. At the beginning, she was cool. Now it's kind of getting to the point where it's just like, you're annoying as fuck. Okay. Oh, shit. Okay. I'm fucking Bia. And I'm marrying Ruby. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm marrying Ruby.
Bro, guess what?
What's up?
I completely agree 100%. I would fucking kill Megan Thee Stallion. She's British too. I didn't even know that.
The song is London. I didn't even know she was from Britain. Yeah. That shit, how crazy that shit is. That was a lot of money.
Right. Yeah, so I guess I'll be marrying Ruby Rose as well. Hey, I ain't mad. I ain't hating. She pretty. Look at that.
I think she like East African.
Is she?
Yeah, I think so.
Right on. Yeah, she's very pretty.
Yeah.
Prettier than Megan Thee Stallion. I would say as pretty, I guess, as Bia. I think Bia is really pretty.
She is pretty.
Yeah. She kind of looks like a million right there. Remember her?
Jay-Z. Damn, she really do. Holy shit, she do. What the right? fuck?
That's probably what everybody.
We old as fuck. We old as fuck. See, we gotta give descriptions to who a Million was, bro. Million, if you go back and watch an old Jay-Z video, it's called "Can I Get Her?"
Yeah.
She's in that video. Go just watch that video. You'll be all right.
Pretty much, hell yeah. Yeah. Okay, that one was easy.
Yeah, that was very simple. Why the fuck is that so easy? What the hell is wrong with us? We always have debates.
I think it's because we knew exactly who we were gonna kill. I knew who we were going to kill prior to all this. You know, as soon as we parted Megan Thee Stallion, bitch dead. If Cardi B was going to be on this list and Megan Thee Stallion, I would have been upset because I had to kill both of them.
I would have been like, oh, shit. Then that's a hard fuck. Then you had to choose who you fucking first.
Yep. Yeah, true. Good point.
I probably fuck Meg, I guess, if I had to choose. I probably fuck Meg.
Yeah, if I had to, I guess I would too.
If I had to choose.
But I can tell you, her and Cardi, if she ever is on the list that we do, she dead. I can't fuck with Cardi B. I don't know. This is
She the same as like May. Like at the beginning it was like cool, but now it's getting fucking annoying. Like shut the fuck up. I don't care. I could care less.
Right. It's ridiculous, man.
Like, just make the bullshit music you make and shut the fuck up, please.
And then she want to have that Popeye's sauce and shit. It's like, yo, you that ain't your sauce. That's the sweet heat. They just putting your name on it. That's sweet heat. Don't be playing with my sweet heat.
I got mad at the fucking Popeye's sauce. he added shit to the layers. Like, this is the fucking sweet heat.
Oh,
I got time for that shit, man.
Yeah, man, this is sweet heat. It's not play. This ain't no whatever the hell she called it.
We gotta have to like five reasons. We always did five reasons to kill somebody. It was kind of simple. That was a simple ass. We just don't fuck a man. It's kind of simple. Yeah. Exactly. That shit was as simple as it could be. Fuck a man. It's as simple as that. Yeah, that was the easiest goddamn
episode. That was the easiest one we've ever done, yo. It's like, oh, wait, I agree. What the fuck? I think Bia looks real good in that London video. I really don't know Ruby Rose like that. I ain't even going front. But
she had a video. You got to go watch it. That sealed it for me. I was like, yeah, I marry her.
Yeah, yeah. I feel you. I feel you. Nah, she fine enough. She's fine.
You know, it's crazy. I didn't even see the London video. And J. Cole, one of my favorite rappers. You already know that.
Yeah,
but I like the song. The song is actually dope as fuck. I'm like, yeah, this shit actually dope.
Yeah, I sent it to you. I was like, yo, let's just do a female rappers FMK. Fuck, didn't even think about it. But next week we're gonna be doing comedians, so tune in. Comedians.
Yeah. We gotta say it like that because if we don't say it like that, what?
You know what dudes y'all fucking? Yeah, I don't know why. I really that kind of bothers me. If you're a woman comedian, you're a comedian. If you're a woman actor, it's not actor, it's actress.
Actress.
Jesus, use the right words.
Listen, this is the era we live in where motherfuckers want to correct shit. Mm-hmm. It's a reason why motherfuckers always had actor and actress. It's a reason for it. It's an old joke Chris Rock said at the Oscars. If we put Robert De Niro and Meryl Streep in a fucking award show together in that same category, Robert De Niro would smoke Meryl Streep.
Right.
like, that's why it's a different fucking category. That's the reason why. So, yeah.
Absolutely. I agree, man. All right. So, we're both fucking Bia. We're both marrying Ruby Rose. And we're both killing Megan Thee Stallion.
There's no confusion this week because last week we killed each other's wives and then we fucked the same. No, you fucked my wife. I killed yours.
Yeah. And then I wanted to fuck the person I killed, but I couldn't because that's not the rules. So I had to wait to kill him first before I can decide to fuck him. Damn parameters.
Here's the thing. Can you fuck a body that's dead? As long as it's hot, right?
It's fresh.
So this is why I say this is the part we get canceled because we actually ask questions that I don't like thinking actually for a minute because the body has to get cold before it's like completely deceased.
I don't know. It depends on how long rigor mortis starts to set in. I don't even know what the time frame is on that because that'd be weird.
If you fucking like a cold body, that's just sick.
Yeah,
you're sick.
But if it's like fresh and like within the hour, I think.
I'm assuming, right? Because it's still kind of like
still warm,
kind of active.
Yeah,
kind of active. We don't know. Listen. This is Dark Therapy Sessions. We ain't got all the fucking answers. We don't know shit. Yeah.
But this is our therapy, damn it. This is what we do.
This is therapy mixed with we don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know.
All right, let's see here.
We're still getting canceled for that.
In a heartbeat. All right, so if this video, kind of watch it all the way until the end. I think that's the payoff. It's gonna be a lot of commotion that happens first. But stick in there, please stick in there. Let's and let me bring this up a little bit bigger to cover up some of this right here. I don't know how much that's gonna do it in post, but we'll see. All right. So in the video, we got two dogs fighting, and some shit happens.
By the way, they are fucking each other up.
Hell yeah, they are.
You both don't have it.
Yo.
What the fuck was he doing? Nigga, the fuck?
I don't know what kind of work they were doing, but obviously this rod is rotating. Obviously.
Can he sue for workers' comp? Because that look like in Pakistan or some shit.
Yeah.
Can he sue for workers' comp?
Yo, fucking crazy.
Hey, yeah.
It came out of nowhere. But be careful around machinery, kids. This is
Did he make a noise or something?
He didn't make no kind of damn noise. He ain't had a chance. My man is just, yo. All right, let me run it back. So the dogs are fighting. He's holding the pole. See him?
Yeah.
And he goes to bend over to try to hit the dogs, and I guess his shirt or whatever caught onto it, and he just started flipping along with it. Right there. That is the best fucking shot in the whole video. He's just oh my god, yo.
Yo, we really gotta check and see if these people be dead after that shit. That shit is funny.
Yeah.
We gotta check and see.
Luckily, he seemed like he was fine. He probably a little dizzy, but he probably
dizzy. He dizzy than a bitch.
Hell yeah. That's wild.
He dizzy than a motherfucker.
That shit came out of nowhere. You just see two dogs fighting, and then all of a sudden, this dude gets caught up on this rotating bar and flips around in a circle a bunch of times. You had to be there. All right, buddy.
Oh my god,
that was our video. Yeah. Let's wrap this joker up.
All right, today's topic was aging. Listen, like everything in life, youth and experience is always brought to the forefront, especially with aging. Like I said, you're older more than you're younger, in a sense. Mm-hmm. I mean, when it comes to your birth certificate. But it is about how you mentally attack it, in a sense, when it comes to aging. Excuse me. So... God, I hope not. Well, not right now. I mean, I'm gonna die eventually because of this aging.
That's right.
Because of this aging. But anyway, man, aging comes to a head a lot in life. I mean, you can see it right now. I think the world is trying to make the world younger, which is kind of stupid because you need older people to kind of teach these young motherfuckers how to survive. To me personally. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to live in a world where young motherfuckers are trying to tell me how to live my life.
Facts.
That's kind of stupid. All you give a fuck about is TikTok and who's posting what. So it's kind of a problem for me. That's just a problem for me. I don't particularly enjoy that shit. Mm-hmm. FMKs. We clearly know who we were fucking and who we were marrying. The killing part is just obvious. I mean, that was kind of like obvious. Kind of obvious. I don't know how to word that better than that. I mean, Meg, I mean, you were kind of cool when you first started, but now it's kind of like you're annoying as fuck, in a sense. And I don't know how to address it better than that. It's annoying as fuck. I don't know how to address that better than that. I can't. like, it's just us. And kids, do not get your shirt cut on anything, because your ass could become on that. Because your ass could end up on Dark Therapy sessions, because we would love to laugh at your dumb ass for doing some stupid shit like that.
Exactly. I got some darker ones where guys did not, they just completely disappeared, if you know what I'm saying. They just got destroyed by some shit like that and just evaporated. Wild shit. Like shit we used to watch in the beginning.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Well, we got to let them catch up to that. Then we're going to drink it back. Go catch up on those old episodes that we used to post, and just the good humor that we had with those videos. Yeah. I actually laughed harder with the fucked up shit. It was actually funnier to me.
Me too. I ain't gonna lie.
Especially when the lady got fucking caught on the elevator. The escalate. Oh, that shit was funny than a motherfucker.
Just nonstop tumbling the whole time. Just tumbling.
The dude at church.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Getting hard in the middle of church. Y'all need to go watch that shit. Go check out.
Go watch our old videos, man.
Go check them crazy ass shits out, man.
We were wilding back in the day, but we're getting older because we're aging. So we kind of calm it down.
I love it. That's good.
We get older because of the age, so we have to temper it. We're not wearing our pants half off our ass no more. That's right.
That was our sagging days. Now
we're
on the fitted.
We're in skinny jeans and it out. We gotta get some shit to fit.
Exactly. Hilarious.
But just. This has been Dark Therapy Sessions. The session is now closed. Peace.
Peace.